following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show. We got Craig Van Brocklin here from Dimitri Insurance.
Good morning.
And we got Captain Chip Wingo in.
The master.
Instead of on the phone.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for you.
Well, when we start to get on here, I always look up there and see if you're on there yet. Because you're usually on there by then.
Yeah, I have a weird habit of getting to the ramp early.
But
that's a good habit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. Especially if you're going to fish the week between July the 16th and the 22nd, because they're going to close down Jim King Boat Ramp.
Ouch.
And, without
Carlucci's not even open yet.
Yeah, without having Carlucci open, because usually they're parked on both sides of the road way down to where the old Pirates Cove Fish Camp was, during the Kingfish Tournament week. And so that's going to really overload some boat ramps. And, of course, there's only very few that can... at Palms that can get in there, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's going to be a week to look at. And I've got one charter during that week. I'm thinking about trying to call them and maybe do something, put it off. Because I usually go out there to Jim King and launch about 4:30, quarter to 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And, wait on customers because during that week like that, it's usually so loaded that if you wait till about 5 or 5:15, by the time I get the boat in the water, tie it to the dock and go park the truck and come back down, get in the boat, start moving ice around and stuff like that, you look up and there's a waiting line going all the way out the gate.
Wow.
And so each year I think, did I get here too early? And then I look up there about 15 minutes later, I'm like, no, I didn't get here too early.
You can always put in a salt pit.
Yeah, you can, but I don't like leaving the vehicle down there.
Yeah, I understand that, too.
I have heard of, with it being so out of the way. With it being that out of the way, plus there's not many people go there, so you don't have, continuous traffic back and forth. So I've heard there's been some problems out there with boat trailers. And
I found trucks. If you leave a live rattlesnake on the dash, it helps.
There you go.
Yeah.
They keep them out of it. Yeah. I don't know how you get back in, but they...
He's got to be a pet.
You are a tough Captain Wingo.
No,
rattlesnake.
I've never had a problem at that ramp, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I've been in there a lot of times. I had... The only place I ever really had a problem at the ramp was actually down at Arlington one time.
Hmm.
That was because I was dumb and left something in the tailgate.
Oh, no.
In the back of the truck.
Hmm.
But I had a lock on it, too, and it still disappeared.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, somebody used a pair of bolt cutters and took a Yeti.
Oh, man. So, yep.
An old, beat-up, nasty Yeti, too.
They'll take anything, man.
Yeah, well.
It doesn't matter what it is.
The thing about it is it was a Yeti. That was the main thing, But that's probably what made them take it,
Yeah. Well.
For sure.
But... I know the Mayport boat ramp's going to be pretty much loaded down. And then, of course, probably Beach Boulevard, all those ramps are going to be pretty well loaded down. So if you're getting in that tournament or if you're just going fishing during that week, you better get out there pretty early and so you can get a parking place. Because I know when you launch your boat, and don't find a parking place, that's not good. Yeah. Park that truck somewhere, that truck and trailer. And actually, I think it was a couple Sundays ago, I was on a Sunday, I was, coming back to the boat ramp and put my boat back on the trailer, started going home. And even at Jim King, they were parked way up there by that service road and under the bridge.
Wow.
So getting that time of the year where everybody's mm-hmm. getting out now. And of all things, as hot as it is, that's kind of strange. You'd think it'd be less people now.
Yeah, and what's really strange is I'll go to the ramps a lot of times early in the morning and they're not very busy.
Yeah.
And then you come back, say 10 or 11, when it's just getting hot.
And everybody's
there.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost you got to wait in line or something to get in the water. And I'm like, wow, you know. Now I know, I realize a lot of people just go boat riding or something. You know, they don't get up early like usually like fishermen do, you know, anglers do.
But yeah, still, I'm not launching when it's already 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, my charter tomorrow, I told him, listen, if we don't go from 6 to 10, we're not going. Yeah. They wanted to go from like, you know, 10 to whatever. And I'm like, nope.
The bad part about it is your low tide, you know, right now is right around noon. I know yesterday it was about 11:35 or something up in the creeks, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, we did better on that incoming after it started coming in about an hour, hour and a half. We did better on the reds, you know, it seemed like they were just, that water cleared up a little bit.
Yeah. You know? I like that high, just the last of the incoming and the turn this time of year, generally.
I like that too, Chip.
Yeah. I mean, the fish, they seem to be a little bit more active moving around, and granted, you have to wait a little bit longer to get the bites. You don't see the fish as much. You might see them blow something up in the grass, but
yeah,
you know,
well, you probably got a lot cleaner water in there too, you know, because you've had the incoming tide that long, you know.
I think it's cooler water, too, that's been pushed up in there.
Yeah, you know? Probably is.
I mean, it was, 85, 84 and a half degrees?
Yeah, yesterday marked 85.6.
I brought some cocktail sauce, and we were just cooking the shrimp we threw in, just having them as an appetizer. Or whatever.
That's pretty smart.
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was float fishing over there in Mill Cove for trout under the Danes Point Bridge, and, you know, with the long slip floats, and you'd make, like, a drift, and then pull back in, shrimp was dead.
From all the water?
You know, from the fresh water. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. You bought all those shrimp, you'd get one drift at them before they'd die. That was just crazy. I mean, you know, but we've had a little bit less rain now, so it is getting a little better. I heard the salinity's coming up a little better, but, you know, probably people listening to the show are like, man, doom and gloom, but I really haven't seen a bite like this in, you know, quite some time, if ever. I mean, as far as this being this slow, you know, the water, you know, water usually gets muddy when you have hard rains and stuff like that, or tropical storm coming in or whatever. High winds and a lot of rain, but actually, you know, for the water to stay this muddy this long is kind of crazy.
Yeah, we had a few weeks last year like this, but they didn't last very long.
No, that's what I mean. Usually it clears back up.
Yeah, I was looking back from this time last year, and I was catching some nice redfish. This year it's been a struggle.
That's the first thing I do when I get home is go through the book and mark in conditions, what we caught, and I was looking at last year. And bull red bite was firing up pretty good, catching nice reds, catching this, catching that. And I'm just scratching my head going, wait a second. And we had pretty much the same situation last year with all the fresh water too, but I don't know. It's
Hurricane Matthew, you know, we had a lot of fresh water from that, which was the year before, you know. But I don't think it's lasted as long as this has, you know, because not only did we have, of course, a lot of rain from Irma, but then it's like we started having these rains, I don't know, what, 3 months ago? You know, at least 2.5 months ago, something like that, where it just rains every single day. Now, you know, in the summertime, usually you'd have, you know, the afternoon thunder showers to come through, a little sail, and I know I've, you know, dashed up underneath the bridge and wait 20, 30 minutes and it's gone, go back to fishing. But
this year
when it starts, it's a frog strangler, man.
I was out the other afternoon when those sprang up, and I was nowhere near a bridge. I thought I was going to die. I was waiting for that lightning to hit me.
That's what I don't like, man. When that lightning starts popping like that,
that scares me, lightning.
I'm gone.
It does, me too.
We gone.
Yeah, in a kayak, it's not that easy.
Oh, you were in your kayak, too, man.
At least you're plastic.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
I thought the lightning rod sticking up out of it. I usually lay my rods down.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the best thing to do. Make it where you're the highest.
And I do have a nice aluminum, like, stakeout stick. I don't even take that anymore. like a big wooden dowel.
The bad part's when you hear those rods start humming.
Oh, yeah.
you know that stack. Like, this is working.
Starts vibrating in your hand. You drop it.
No, we got to get out of here. 222-8255 is the number to call us. Let us know how you're doing out there. We'd like to hear somebody catching a lot more fish sometimes. We'll be back after this.
The soothing sounds of the carefree life of coastal birds. You too can have a worry-free life by letting Frontline Insurance navigate your path to stress-free home ownership. At Frontline, we've been there for Floridians when the seas were more than a little choppy. Nearly 90% of Frontline's policyholders were paid within 3 weeks of having the damage to their home inspected after Hurricane Irma. Let Frontline Insurance be your lifeline to security and peace of mind. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterward? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423 and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And the region between high pressure to the south and troughing to the north through the weekend, the ridge begins to break down on Monday as a cold front approaches.
All right. Cold front.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Probably going to be 2 degrees cooler.
I'll take it.
Cold front approaches from the north. There you go. Yeah.
Low 90s.
This front will move into the area and dissipate Tuesday. Wow. It's going to move in on Monday and dissipate Tuesday. Big cold front. Excuse me. High pressure will build to the northeast during the middle of next week. We got west-southwest winds 10 to 15 knots, becoming south-southeast in the afternoon, seas 2 to 3 feet. Tomorrow, west-southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming southeast 10 to 15 in the afternoon, seas 2 to 3 feet at 8 seconds. And looks like Monday, south-southwest winds. These are all, you know, pretty much hot winds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of surprised. Got to the boat ramp yesterday, and the wind was blowing.
Yeah.
And It blew like 15 knots all day. It was kind of crazy. I mean, I haven't seen it blowing like this in I don't know how long.
Well, it was nice in the river when the wind was blowing. What's today? Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. Yeah, Thursday was nice.
Thursday, yeah. The wind was blowing. It was beautiful in the river. Yeah. I mean, it was comfortable. No mm-hmm. big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled back into the creek. Oh, yeah, there was no wind.
No wind.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing. I mean, it blew even in the creeks yesterday.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
So it was hard to see fish.
I went over to Matt's new place, Trolling Motor Services.
Mm-hmm.
drop off a trolling motor that I've destroyed that I'm very good at.
Wow.
And that place is nice.
Yeah.
He's so set up. Bigger set area. Up perfect. Yeah.
That's out in Mandarin somewhere now?
Yeah. If you come right off 295 and take, was that Old St. Augustine?
Old St. Augustine, yeah.
When you hang a right and go up, you'll see a Winn-Dixie on the right-hand side of that light. You turn back in and come in. There's a Tools for a Time right there.
Okay.
Yeah. For everybody, it's 11283 Old St. Augustine Road and Suite 3. But it's 11283 Old St. Augustine Road. Or you can call and get directions at 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Go see Matt. And
I miss Charlie, but I like Matt.
Do you?
Yep.
Like Matt, Matt seems
that's
like
that's a great guy.
He's learned a lot.
He's concerned with your problem.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. So, and you know, it's nice when you go in there. And I mean, it was great going to see Charlie. I miss Charlie a lot. But Charlie couldn't have picked a better person to you know, pass the torch on.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because you know, you kind of wonder when things change like that at times, you know, if it's going to be, you know, for the better or the worse. So that's good, you know. And like I say, Matt seems to be doing a good job for everybody, you know. So you know, hopefully people get over there and you know, start. I've been noticing when I had Kevin Egner from Texas, hadn't fished with me in a while. He came all the way from Texas. His mother lives here, but he's used to fish with me quite a bit. And finally made it back here. So anyway, as we're going down the intercoastal yesterday, you know, he's like seeing a boat over here with, you know, spotlight trolling motor, and a boat over here with spotlight. He's like, man, everybody's going to that thing. I'm like, well,
I tell you what, it's changed my life.
It has changed mine too. I mean, it saved my back a lot, you know, from having to pull that anchor rope all the time.
I had to pull that anchor rope three times the other day when the current was just running so hard with that dumping tide. And I was like, man, I'm going to go back to the power pole and go shallow.
Yeah, because I tell you, those trolling motors, that's the ticket, man. It's, you know, it took Charlie almost a year to talk me into getting one, but.
A year?
Yeah.
You're not hard-headed, at least.
You know, it was like.
I was two. It took me 2 years. Yeah. I don't need that. Yeah, Leon's yeah, you do.
I kept saying, you know, oh, I like, you know, old school, having my hand on the trolling motor and all that stuff. Oh, forget that.
Yeah, my little boat, I got a trolling motor with the hand control. And I think, man, if I had a spotlight.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's not only that. I mean, if you're throwing, especially if you got two or three guys throwing lures toward a grass bank, instead of having to stand up on the bow with somebody and control it, and then somebody on the back of the boat catches a fish, you get down and go back. By the time you get the fish off, measure them if you need to or whatever, you know, get back up on the trolling motor, the wind either blows you toward the bank or way away from the bank, you know, so then you got to get back in line. This thing, you just set the cruise control, and it just takes you straight. You set the however speed you want, and you can do whatever you want in the back of the boat, you know, and it's just going to take you straight down that bank.
It's
now,
nice.
If the bank turns,
very cool.
If the shoreline turns, it's going to go straight. So
yeah, well, take you right to the bank.
Yeah, it's not going
to
follow the bank, but I mean, it's as far as the GPS goes, it'll take that path and keep going down the path. So, you know, but all you do if the bank turns, you just reach up there and hit the arrow button, boom. Mm-hmm. You know, one time and
one time, click it over.
Yeah, and the boat just turns. You know,
it's nice. I can sit on my platform, on my polling platform.
Mm-hmm.
I have two guys fishing on the bow, throwing lures or bait. And I can just sit there, move the trolling motor, spot lock it, stop, go down the bank, spot lock, let them hit an area, jump down, net the fish. You know, sometimes I'll leave the net for them, let them net it. Net your buddy's fish. if you want to knock it off for him, go right ahead, you know.
And the thing about it is, you could, like you say, you could stand down instead of hiding behind the console trying to stay away from the lures, if you know what I mean.
The lures would scare me more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta pick and choose, you know, when you have several people. If you got a couple of people, you're all right. When you start getting three and four wanting to throw lures, that gets a little hairy, you know. But, you know, as far as getting up there and being able to, like, flounder fish docks, I mean, it's so neat because, you know, you take the trolling motor and you got to really watch it when you get off the trolling motor between docks, you know, if you got a handheld, because, of course, you drift into the dock.
You'll drift right back.
But, you know, having that thing, you just pull around one dock, get in between two, hit spot lock, you know, cover that whole area, pull out, go around it, hit spot lock. I mean, it's just amazing. you know. So you'll get one soon, Craig, I'm sure.
Yeah, soon.
Yep. How big is your boat? Is it 12?
14 foot.
14, okay.
Yeah.
So So you won't need a real big one, you know.
No, I got a 55 pound on it now. It pulls it pretty fast.
Oh, yeah, imagine 55 for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll get up and go on the
It's kind of cool seeing Leon's 36 volt on that Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
That Rodan 36 volt that he has with the three lithium ion batteries in it. And, man, that thing smokes it. I mean, it's just heavy current, you know.
Yeah. And it's a larger thrust than even the Minn Kota's, right?
Yeah. It's just got it. Well, the design of the motor, it has a lot bigger motor. It has four brushes instead of three. So it uses a lot less power to operate at a higher capacity.
Hmm.
But it is loud. That's the one thing. I think that particular motor's better on river fishing, big, you know, and on bigger boats, because they're putting them on those big offshore boats now, so they can pull up right on the wrecks and spot lock down. And out there, you're not dealing with that much current. You are dealing with wind and current, but and it works out pretty good. It's, you know, it's kind of wild, weird to see a 30-something foot boat running down the ditch with a trolling
motor. Trolling motor, yeah. I see Tony Eden installing those all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Big boats.
You know, I went offshore. Fished the beach a couple days last week and this week actually too, but I took Archie out from Strike Zone.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we were gonna throw lures behind the shrimp boats for sharks and stuff like that. Archie makes some of the most incredible plugs I've ever seen. They're for GTs, tuna, big jacks, sharks and things like that. And we couldn't get a bite.
Oh, really? Yeah.
There were no sharks that day. Oh, and then 2 days later, there's thousands of them behind the boats. Yeah. I'm like, go figure.
Well, that's kind of the way it's been with everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, us catching those trout, we should have had about 14, 15 trout when I was telling you about last week, you know, that one day. Then the next 2 days, couldn't find a trout.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, if I go out and catch one nice trout, I'm happy at this point. Yeah,
but right now, catching that one nice trout,
Sometimes it takes a while,
yeah.
Or if ever, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here a while back, you know, I got that 6.5 pounder, you know, that was a nice one, and you know, it's like right after that, you know, we started hitting some 18, 19 inches, and I thought, okay, finally getting back into the thing, you know, and then next 2 days can't find one. I mean, it's just kind of crazy how things have been, you know.
Yeah, I haven't caught a.
Yeah.
Anything substantial on trout this year, a couple 5-pounders, but you know, I see guys catching big ones and I'm just like, man. But I really haven't fished for them that hard this year, because last year during the spring I had two real big ones on fly. You know, and you know, I know there's big ones in Guana, but I can't get my boat in Guana and I'm not going on a paddleboard.
Yeah.
So but
hard to take customers on a paddleboard.
Yeah, it is. It is, especially when you got three. You know,
load them up, Chip. Load them up.
I put that 36-volt troll. Hey, just sit on the batteries.
Yeah. They get a little warm sometimes. That's all right.
It's funny. Craig texted me the other day about how he had a tough tournament.
Yeah.
And I text him back, and I go, yeah, now you know how the rest of the world feels.
Yeah.
That sucked, man. I didn't catch a redfish over like low 20s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where was that, up north, or were you fishing out of?
I was fishing around here. I fished most of the day in Mill Cove, actually.
I got you. Where was the what was the tournament?
The last one was the Clay Roberts.
Oh, it was the Clay Roberts. Clay Roberts. Wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a good tournament. Weekend.
Yeah, I figured. Good tournament. Figured you'd be winning that one too.
It would have been nice. Well, Eddie and Brian Duncan.
Yeah, that congratulations. They did a phenomenal job.
I was mainly just going for the biggest redfish, which I won last year.
Yeah.
But was not to be. Matt Davis brought in like a 7-pounder, a little over 7-pound one.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And,
yeah.
Yeah, and I tell you, some of these reds eating those crabs, they're pretty fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, noticed them.
Yeah, I've caught some shorter reds that were like footballs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As fat as all get out.
Yeah, they are.
And been in that grass at high water.
We'll be back after this.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Republicans, especially the more centrist ones who've been pushing the party's immigration compromise, are wondering what to make of the president's latest decision to walk away from backing their effort. The president tweeted that the congressional GOP should stop wasting its time for now on the immigration issue and think in terms of the midterm elections. The president is dismissing what he calls phony stories of sadness and grief about immigrant children separated from their parents, while asserting the real victims of the immigration crisis are Americans who've been victims of crimes at the hands of those who crossed the border unlawfully. The president made his case yesterday. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 119 points at the closing bell to end the week strong at 24,581. The NASDAQ was down by 20 points. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, June 29th at 9 p.m., enjoy Moonlight Movies at Jacksonville Beach, featuring Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, at the Bandshell at Jack's Beach. Saturday, June 30th, starting at 5 p.m., it's the Orange Park Freedom Festival, featuring country star Craig Morgan, fireworks, and more. And Wednesday, July 4th at 9 p.m., enjoy the 4th of July fireworks celebration at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click SmartyDigital.com.
The 2018 election season is underway. WBOB is your 2018 election authority. Every candidate.
And coming up next, Bob White, chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus, who is also running for governor.
Every issue.
That's why today I'm announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House.
Every day. WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And there's some police activity going on, blocking all lanes at US 17 South to Temecuata. And watch out for the emergency vehicles at 95 North at the ramps to and from Emerson. Those ramps are closed. Going to be hot all weekend. Looking for a heat index today of 104 up to 110 tomorrow, so watch out for that. Currently 79 degrees at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And get some stuff there you I brought in.
I've always got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Trying to keep up with bag the tournament. Stuff.
But you got some stuff coming up, or are you going to talk about some stuff that just happened?
I had the Clay Roberts last weekend. Did you fish very good.
Did you fish in your boat or your kite?
I fished in the kayak.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I fish the boat sometimes in tournaments. I'm so used to fishing in a kayak, I just catch more and better fish out of a kayak.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's mental or what, but I just do better in a kayak for some reason.
Well, when they have the kayak portion of the tournament like that, can you qualify for winning the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Clay Roberts doesn't have separate kayak division.
Oh, okay.
They just allow kayaks in it.
Yeah.
So, but you pretty much...
I didn't know how that worked.
Yeah, it's pretty much the exact same rules as the boats, except they don't give you a dead penalty in a kayak, but the dead penalty in a Clay Roberts is only a tenth of a pound.
Oh, wow. That's
nothing anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've heard
but
of
even,
any
even
tournament
so,
that
I try to, if I fish that tournament, I try to keep my fish alive, mm-hmm. which, you know, it's pretty easy while you're out on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Just put the fish on the stringer. So when you get back to the ramp, you got to fill up a cooler. Got to fill it up. Got two aerators on it.
Oh, so you have to, even with the kayak, you have to bring them back.
No, you don't have to. Not at Clay Roberts, but I always try to.
Yeah.
I think last year I had a 7.94 pound redfish.
And that's, you won.
I won by almost three quarters of a pound.
Oh, wow.
So that redfish, he actually expired about the time we put him on the scale.
Oh, yeah.
I kept that fish alive all day long.
Well, and it's as hot scale. As it is now.
Rick was like, I think this fish is dead. I go, well, he must have just died. But he was alive a minute ago.
Do you ever put in frozen bottles of water?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you got to keep that water cool,
mm-hmm.
but not too cold.
Yeah, it holds a lot
There's
better.
There's a fine line there.
Yeah.
You know, but put your aerators on him and chill the water down, and mm-hmm. they'll stay alive for a long time when they're cooler.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're dragging around on a stringer out in the water, they'll stay alive all day.
Yeah.
They'll still be out there fighting. You hear them. I use two stringers for the tournament.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't want to trust a tournament fish with one stringer.
Yeah.
So two stringers, and you hear them and down there fighting it the whole time. But, coming up next weekend is the brand-new tournament, Jalen Ramsey 2.0 Redfish Tournament. And Jalen Ramsey is, of course, a Jaguar football player.
And I remember him talking about starting to do that.
Yeah, and that's going to benefit the Boys and Girls Club, which the Boys and Girls Club, their downtown headquarters, is getting just about to start renovations.
So is that where the weigh-in's going to be, too?
No, the weigh-in is at Jim King Boat Ramp.
Oh, is it?
It's not a true captain's meeting. He's holding an event that Friday night at Top Golf for $100. You can go and... You'll have several Jaguar players there and a dinner, drinks, and stuff. So you can go there, but you don't have to go Friday night. You can register online at their website. I think it's www.JalenRamsey2.0.com. And it's only $60 to get in that.
Oh, okay.
And then same day, the Jacksonville Elite Redfish is doing a redfish tournament out of Morningstar Marina, which is almost right across the river from Jim King Park. So you can actually do both. You can fish both tournaments. Just weigh your fish in twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And in doing that, is it a one-day tournament, both of them?
Yeah, that's a one-day redfish tournament.
Both of them on Saturdays?
Both of them, same time on Saturday.
Hopefully.
You can start fishing at Safe Light. Jalen Ramsey weigh-in, I think, is at 2 p.m., and the Elite weigh-in is at 3 p.m., I believe.
All right. Now, the Ramsey tournament, that's a redfish tournament,
mm-hmm.
too?
Yeah.
It's just redfish.
Redfish weight tournament. Top three places.
Yeah.
First place pays $1,500.
Probably a good thing they don't have a trout tournament going on right now.
No, I'll tell you what, I'm on the little trout. So if there was a tournament for 13-inch trout, I would embarrass everybody. I'd bust in there with about 100 of them. There's a lot of small trout out there.
Yeah, just can't seem to, you know, get very many keepers right now for some reason.
Yeah, I fished the tournament out of St. Mary's a couple weeks ago, and I caught a trout. I was jigging in 17 foot of water. Got a nice fat trout, about 4.5 pounds.
But that's a solid fish.
Yes, it was a solid fish, but I was thinking, man, 17 foot of water, why?
Yeah,
this time last year these fish were in four or five foot of water.
Well, how did the water look up there?
The water up there was actually not too bad, but I can tell you, at weigh-in, it poured. The streets were almost flooded up there.
Oh,
it rained so hard. That was a tough weigh-in.
Man.
But they're getting the same rain we're getting out here. St. Mary's isn't that far.
Yeah. Well, it's just not as long as a river, you know. So it doesn't have as much, you know, chances
to get and that's,
as much
fresh. St. Mary's is actually pretty close to the inlet there, you know, up in Fernandina.
Yeah, and it flows, I mean, flows in and out pretty quickly, you know, compared to like the St. John's. Like we had, I was looking at the radar the other day, a couple of days this week that I did not fish, and, excuse me. And the rain that we had down about, I'd say anywhere from 75 to 100 miles south of us. Right. I mean, it was like a frog strangler down there. And, of course, all of that fresh water's got to come through here.
Oh, yeah, it comes right up
here
to us. But next tournament up that way, Fernandina's having their rodeo on August the 4th. Mm-hmm. It's the Fernandina Beach Rodeo. And they have a lot of prizes. That's a boat tournament. So if you want to fish a tournament with have a good chance of winning something, I would fish that.
Yeah.
But you have to weigh your boat. You're fishing live at the dock in a boat.
Is that going to be like that?
Downtown Fernandina.
Oh.
Yeah, right down downtown Fernandina. Oh, yeah. Where Brett's restaurant is. Yeah. There's like a marina there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, but they're a bunch of good people out there. They have a good time. There's actually their counterpart in St. Augustine, Ancient City, Game Fish Association. They're having their backwater inshore tournament on July 5th, and that's open to the public. And their first place on one of their prizes is $5,000 for the redfish. It's a two-day rodeo.
That's you.
A lot of prizes down there, though. And just like the Fernandina, their club, most of the proceeds go to charity. I know St. Augustine is a lot of breast cancer research type stuff.
That's good. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah, bunch of good people.
That Fernandina ramp, the one downtown, is it as bad as it used to be as far as getting out of there?
It's not an easy ramp. I mean, there's a very little turning radius. You basically got to turn around in the street back down to it. You're talking about the one right downtown?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if there's a lot of tourists driving, it's hard because you got to actually turn around in the street in front of it. You back down, it's a very steep ramp, and there's a lot of mud at the bottom of it.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. Is the last time I had used that ramp, it was shallow through there.
It still is.
Yeah,
but you know, if it's not low tide, it's not bad.
Yeah,
I mean, I launch here sometimes, but I mean, not very often. It's a good little drive for me.
I haven't been there a year. You know, probably
but the ramp's 25 years. It's still serviceable. I mean, they keep it working.
Mm.
But you know, they got that real nice ramp down there.
You'd figure
closer to Fort Clinch.
You'd figure as many boats around that marina and stuff like that would, you know, kind of kick that out of there.
Yeah, somewhere. I don't see a lot of that. That ramp doesn't see a lot of use. Usually you drive up to that ramp, it's very seldom there's already a boat there launching or something.
Well, it's not like that Bartles, D.D. Bartles ramp over there. I mean, that thing's really, you know, that thing's used a lot. You know?
Yeah, it's big, too.
Yeah, a lot of parking.
Plenty of parking. Mm-hmm. So that's where everybody uses that ramp.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and you got St. Mary's. I mean, it's right there, so you know you could still, you know, fish it pretty good. I mean, as far as
to get to St. Mary's, just cut straight across.
Yeah, exactly.
About 2.5 miles.
Exactly.
2.5 mile boat ride and like a 20 mile road drive.
Yeah, it's kind of a long ways down A1A.
But I remember as a kid going up there with my dad, lunching there, and going straight across and. We'd float fish and catch all kind of trout and reds. There'd be big, huge schools of redfish up there.
What are you talking about? When you was a kid like that, we used to put in at the downtown ramp.
Yeah.
Because the Bartles ramp wasn't there. But we'd go camp at, was that Fort Clinch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd camp at Fort Clinch. Mm-hmm. And we'd pull the boat around on the beach, pull the anchor up, you know, all the anchor rope up, just anchor it for the tide
right there on the beach.
Out.
Yeah.
And leave the boat, and you leave your rod and reels, everything in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go spend the night in the tent, come out the next morning, get in your boat, and go fishing again. You know, sure couldn't do that.
Not anymore.
I wouldn't do that now.
But, you know, as a kid like that, nobody ever messed with anything.
I say, when we camp up there in the summertime, I see a lot of people walking that shoreline around Fort Clinch, either gigging or looking for crabs.
Yeah, because there's...
One or the other.
That's a good flounder area behind the fort and all up in there. Really good flounder area.
Yep.
Man, we used to tear them up in there. Yep. I mean, it was nice. 222-8255 is the number to call. Let's give us a call. Let us know if you're out there fishing or if you're heading out there. And we'll be back after this.
That
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back in... We want to remind everybody that the Jim King boat ramp will be closed for boat launchings and retrievals July the 16th through the 22nd. So without having Jim King, without having Joe Carlucci open, that's if you're going to launch around the Palms or something like that, you better get there early. Because not many boats, you know, not many trailers can park at the Palms.
That'd be a good week to keep the boat in the marina again.
Yeah, it would. It would, actually. You know, or keep it at home.
Keep it at home. You know, so that starts, the 16th?
Yeah.
Okay. Because July 4th, they're having their redfish tournament.
Yeah, they've got the sign up now when you pull in, mm-hmm. Jim King.
Yeah.
It says 16th through the 22nd.
That's funny about that. Well, I find, last year, they had the redfish tournament at the first, right when they were setting up. So we got there for mm-hmm. weighing in there. Nothing was set up, just tents laying on the ground and everything. And yeah. I was like, one more day and this place will be like a little city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And luckily, they've been, you know, the last year or so, they've been, you know, only shutting it down for like a week. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it used to be like three weeks.
It was a long time.
They had the thing shut down, and that was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course, they'll have half of it shut down, you know, for a couple of days before they actually close the whole thing down. But they usually come in there and put fences up and stuff and keep you from parking, you know, mm-hmm. in certain places so they can put the tents up and all. And, you know, I wish they would take and, you know, kind of pour some tar or something in these holes where they drive those pins through, you know, into the pavement, because every time it rains, it gets down in its subgrade and I know Brian Dutcher would know this, but if you get that water down in that subgrade like that and that lime rock and everything, it's underneath that parking lot. That's where you start getting them holes.
Get some problems. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're having to continually patch some of them holes out there.
I often wonder what the city's doing. I mean, I remember like it was last year or the year before that the city didn't mow it.
Yeah.
And we went out there for the tournament, you know, just to see what's going on. And the grass was like 10 inches tall in the park, you know, in the parking area.
Man.
I'm thinking, man, you knew there was a tournament here.
Yeah.
After I rented that boat ramp out for the Premier Trout Tournament, and it was a nightmare dealing with the city.
No, I bet.
I mean, just a nightmare.
The insurance and everything else.
Well, the problem was they gave me like a packet of stuff and said, okay, this is insurance you need. This is what you need. So I got all that, wrote the insurance, and then turned it all in. They're like, well, you didn't get this and this and that. And I said, well, that's not what you asked for.
Yeah.
Well, send the insurance packet. And I said, send me the insurance packet. They sent me a whole totally different file from what they'd given me from the beginning. So it's almost like I had to start over again.
Wow.
And like add a bunch of stuff to the policy I'd already written. And then up to the last day, they kept sending me stuff. They said, well, you didn't sign this. I'm like, you never sent me this. You think they would just have everything in one packet and just hand it to you. And I even drove downtown because I tried calling first. And that was, I gave up on the calling part.
Yeah.
But, you know, I drove down there, paid it in person. You'd think they would just hand you, like, have everything prepared, but no.
Yeah.
No. And then the day of the tournament, they didn't have electricity out there for me when I said I needed it.
Hmm.
And they had to send somebody out special to hook it up. It was crazy.
Wow.
There's a lot of work that goes into
this tournament. Well, Tammy, my wife's got a Prius.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a DC converter in there. So we were actually running the scale. We pulled her car up to the weighing scale. We're running the scale off her car.
Oh.
Until the guy showed up, hooked the electricity up. Because they don't even have like regular electrical boxes out there.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have just a hole in the ground with a cover on it with two big wires sticking up.
Mm.
And then the guy's got to come and attach a box to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And then they go back to that big box and turn it on from there.
Yeah. So I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Like how, if it's private enterprise, it'd be a classic example of how not to get business and how to, you know, make your business go bankrupt.
Sounds like government to me.
Well, it's not, and it's not like the first time that they've done this.
But they act like, we really want to have tournaments out here. We want people to rent this out.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, I haven't talked to In River or Ocean, but originally they were going to have the Clay Roberts out there, and I think they ran into so many difficulties they decided to just because Beach Marine charges you to have a tournament now.
Oh, they
charity
do.
Or not, yeah, they're charging $10 per boat.
Oh, okay.
So, and they had 80 boats last year, so that would have been $800 compared to, it's only $250 to rent out Jim King Park. I think they just ran into so many walls and difficulties trying to rent it out that they probably decided just to pay it at Beach Marine.
But they charge it depending on the boats, just to, I guess, because having people pull in there and weigh in and having...
At Beach Marine?
Yeah.
The story they gave me was that when they have a tournament there, they have to have extra staff to clean the restrooms and stuff, so that's why they need the extra money.
Mm.
Plus, they told me that the restaurant loses business when they have a tournament, which is like totally the opposite of reality that I've ever seen at a tournament.
Yeah,
there.
I mean,
tournament brings business in there.
Yeah, and you have people that are not even in the tournament coming there.
Yeah,
and of course, you know, they're not going to stand there all day without having something to eat and drink.
Right, but I'm not going to argue with people.
Yeah.
If they want to say what they want to say, let them say it.
Mm.
And that's,
I can't.
But that's why I don't have a whole lot of problems with people in the fishing community in general. Some people don't like people. Other people don't like other people. I don't really care.
Yeah,
I like everybody.
Yeah, I don't get into the.
You
want
to say crazy stuff? Say crazy stuff. You know? But if you try to bully me, then I'm not going to have to do with you.
Yeah,
because I hate bullies.
Yeah,
hate bullies.
So. But I don't get into the drama and all that stuff either because it's just not worth it, you know. My dad lived to 94, not worrying about anything. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. And I mean, I have people tell me, well, you still like so-and-so. And I'm like, so-and-so's never done nothing to me.
Yeah.
And if he wants to say something crazy, let him say something crazy.
Yeah.
You know, somebody wants to say, like, they know everything. It doesn't bother me. I don't care.
Nah, me either.
I really don't care.
Me either. I've had people see posts on Facebook a lot of times and say, man, you ought to get on there. You know, they'd message me or something. Yeah. You ought to get on there and tell them your opinion. I'm like, I don't have an opinion.
I don't.
I just want to work. That's all. I just want to work, make a living, you know.
So, Craig, when you're fishing these tournaments,
yes, sir,
kayak tournaments, do you find that you're more productive because you have to stay in those areas to fish them?
One thing I've always felt like I do fairly good in tournaments here and there. But one reason when I find a spot, I learn that spot. I mean, in a kayak, you can fish every square inch mm-hmm. of an area. And if you go back multiple times during all the tide phases, mm-hmm. you'll learn in that area, the fish bite best on what tide. Mm-hmm. And you know exactly, you learn exactly what bait to throw and where to throw it. I mean, you just got it. It's almost down to a science.
Yeah.
And, you know, in a boat, I just can't do that.
Well, I know in a boat you can run and gun.
Right.
And I found a lot of times, you know, doing charters, if you start worrying about they're not here right now and you run to another spot and you play that game of hopscotch running around,
right,
those fish that you were waiting on are going to come
there. They're going to come back.
Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, because I've had clients look at me and say, shouldn't we go somewhere else? I'm like, guys, give it 5-10 mm-hmm. minutes. As soon as that oyster yeah. shows right there, mm-hmm. they're gonna, and there they go. They turn on.
I've had the same yeah. instance where we sit in place. I like to get there, especially if it's on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to get there early because if somebody else sees those fish moving, you know, you've lost that spot, you know. And so I got into a place one day. It was like we weren't catching them at another spot. So let's go over here. We'll wait on them. It'll take about 45 minutes or so looking at the tide. And we sat there, and, you know, finally the guys was like, look, we ain't doing nothing here. Let's go somewhere else. I'm like, these fish should be here. No, let's just go somewhere else. I crank up the motor. You can see right down the bank about 150 feet. And they're like, oh, my God, what is that? I said, that's the fish we were waiting on. You know, I mean, it does. It happens that way sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
My favorite is when a client goes, shouldn't we do this? Shouldn't we go here? Shouldn't we go there? And I'm like, listen, you know, nobody wants to catch fish more on this boat than I do, mm-hmm. you know, and I know they're going to be here and you got to wait on them sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like with bull red fishing. One of the things that Vic Tyson mm-hmm. taught me about bull red fishing is patience.
Patience.
Because you'll pull up to a spot with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put baits out. You'll put baits out. You'll wait and wait. There's no bites. They leave. 5 minutes after they leave, the bite goes ballistic,
yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's just a matter of waiting them out and, you know they're there. You can see them on your recorder. Then you turn it off, you know, and I just turn it off. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, like, what are they yeah. waiting on?
Yeah. yeah.
But they are waiting.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I don't like to have my recorder on. People say, are you marking them? I'm like, I don't know. It's not on.
Yeah, I turn them on. Yeah. If I'm in my boat or kayak, because I got one for both. When I get to my spot, I turn it off.
Yeah. Yeah. I've actually, in the past, years ago, when I had my Carolina Skiff, I'd get so shallow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that thing, you can get real shallow in it. But, you know, you see fish moving around on a mud flat. They wouldn't eat nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I look down and see I have my Death Finder on from coming from the river.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it off, give them about 10, 15 minutes.
They're calm right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They stop yeah. moving around as much, but then you start getting bites.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen that happen. I don't know how many times. I don't know if it confuses them or what, but I actually got in the water at Fort George Inlet one day. Got underneath there just at the front of the boat. And I could hear it going tick, 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 just like that.
Yeah.
222-8255 is the number to call us. Give us a call. I think we got Lisa from CCA calling.